sometimes it's not even in existence. But the advertisement, then eventually it'll come to pass. But they be getting paid for what they be doing. Mm-hmm. They're making a living. Now you take that wrong. When pulpwood and stuff first come out, people used to say it was cutting down all the trees and they couldn't, wouldn't be no more trees growing. But you see, they had something, they had seen something they could do to make a living for people. Uh-huh. They cut the trees down, then they went and plowed up the roots and planted more trees, and the trees grew, and they're still cutting pulpwood right off. Mm-hmm. So that's just the way it could be about the moon. Mm-hmm. It could be they went there, and it could be they went very close to it and planned on making another arrangement to get to it. You can't tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went up before they went up in Apollo 11, they said they had sort of plank so many miles from it. And they come back and made Apollo 11 to go up to it. And they claimed to land on it. Mm-hmm. But now I don't know how true they are. Claimed they brought some stuff back and all that from there. But now until the next one go up and come down, then we'll know directly.
Yeah, well, when the Russians do it too, and they say they've done it, then we can be pretty sure that somebody's done it.
That's right. You know, out of the mouth of two, anything can be established.
Yeah, particularly two, like us and the Russians. Mm-hmm.
But now one, somebody, you know what I mean, that's why so many people doubt about this, they're going to this time, because they ain't been there but this one trip up. Somebody. Mm-hmm. But now if the Russians get there and come back with a report, just about the same
thing.
Yeah,
and if they say they saw a flag up
there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well then, and found the boots and the camels and things that we had up mm-hmm. there. Why, then we'll know directly they'd been there. Mm-hmm. But you know, just like I said, it could be propaganda. They could say they did that and didn't do it. Mm-hmm. They got some rocks and things they claimed they brought back and saw from up there. But now, who knows? They could have carried this all up there for all we know. They could have carried that saw up there for all we know.
Well, let me ask you something else now, since we're talking about current events. Did you see that about President Nixon wanting to guarantee an annual income?
Yeah, I saw part of that. I didn't see all of it. Yeah, well, but I saw part of what you said about that, about having an annual income, and I think say something about cutting off the welfare, put it all in the annual somehow, and I just didn't understand because I didn't hear it just right, understand that I wasn't to hear it at all.
I'm always suspicious of everything he says, anyway.
Well, I tell y'all, President Nixon, I didn't have much faith in him when he first came in seat, but he's sane and doing some very good things.
Yeah, yeah, he's done better than I expected.
Yeah, sure.
But every time he does something good, I keep wondering, well, what's going to be the next thing he does? It's going to be bad.
Well, he might surprise us, though. You can't ever tell. You know, sometimes you doubt a fella and he'll surprise you.
Yeah, you ought to keep an open mind, but it's kind of hard sometimes.
Well, I tell you, he went to many places to, you know, made those speeches in them different countries. I think he done a good job on that. Mm-hmm. And he said he's gonna bring the folks out from overseas. And said he's gonna.
That's what he said.
Say, he said he's gonna furnish them all the aid he can, but not no manpower. Uh-huh. And that'll be one good thing if you bring our men back over on this side. And then, you know, send them whatever they need, you know, ammunition and stuff like that. That would be better than having our men over there getting killed up. You know, war not concern us in a way. And I think that's a good job if you do that.
Yeah, I do.
But he said he's going to do it. But I'd like to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too. I'm going to see it before I believe it.
I had a nephew went over there and got shot in the leg and come back crippled. A lot of boys from around here went over there and got each shot mm-hmm. off and hurt up and the leg broken and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's to be, I guess.